Shibuya, Shibuya roll call. Shibuya roll call. My name is Sammy. Yeah, I'm from the Bleeds. Yeah, I just renewed. Yeah, my season tickets. Yeah, 317. Yeah, Justin just renewed my season tickets. Could not be more excited. The draft party is so close. I can literally taste it. Like I can taste the Asian zing sauce on that crispy chicken wing I'm gonna be eating that night. $20, are you kidding me? Oh, baby boy. I was born and raised in Tampa. I'm living in Orlando. Added to the roll call. Making my way across I-4 West. Buffalo Wild Wings. It's gonna be a party. I was just looking up on the map. Everything around the area. There's a Lowe's nearby. There's some other restaurants. Well, I'm gonna have to call up Lowe's. We're gonna be putting some holes in the motherfucking roof. We gonna blow the shit off of Buffalo Wild Wings. I don't care who we draft. Trade up, trade down, pick 7, pick 20. I'm with my family, my stick carriers. We about to kill it, baby. I see y'all there. Speak softly.
Bucks Uncensored.
At Buffalo Wild Wings, get select $2 drafts, $4 mixed drinks, and $4 apps. So head into B-Dubs for happy hour and late night happy hour every Monday through Friday, 2 to 6 and 9 to close. Wings, beer, sports, and please drink responsibly. If you're in the market for a new or pre-owned vehicle, there's one place you should go if you're a stick carrier, and that's Mastro Subaru. They got two locations throughout Central Florida serving stick carriers throughout the I-4 corridor in Orlando and one right here in Tampa off of Hillsborough Avenue and the Veterans Expressway. Mastro Subaru, where you can get special stick carrier pricing just for saying you're a stick carrier. Check them out, MastroSubaru.com.
This is a real movement of real people. You can't stop this movement. You can tell us to cool it or else it's not going to work. We have self-sustaining.
You see how we play as a family. You see what we do as a family. I gave him a face and the answer is unequivocally yes.
Bucks Uncensored.
I'm tired of getting disrespected. Yeah. I'm tired of low expectations. I know what we about. I know what we about. I know how great we are. Let's keep stacking them W's and let's do it as a family. Let's play. One heartbeat. Let's get it.
All right, it's Bucks Uncensored. Welcome in. Just 2 weeks away from the big party that we'll have at Buffalo Wild Wings 2018. Miller Lite Bucks Uncensored Draft Party. We'll have more details coming up here in just a few moments as we get into the Bucks takes. Supposed to have Luke Easterling on, but of course, when you buy a new computer and you've always been a Windows guy, and now I'm dealing with the Mac, and, well, I couldn't figure out how to record the FaceTime on GarageBand, so fuck it. We're going to just do things ourselves. I had a nice long conversation with Luke, discussed the draft in detail with him again, so a lot of the things that I'm going to talk about here are things that him and I talked about actually on the phone before I started recording, but when you look at how this draft could unfold, there are a lot of surprises that we see every year within the top 10. I know that we've gotten to the point where everything seems to be repetition. You seem to see the same names go into the same teams before the Bucks, and the Bucks on the outside looking in. Could we see one of those top three players fall into the Bucks' lap? Are the Bucks really locked in on a defensive back, whether it be Minka Fitzpatrick, Derwin James, or Denzel Ward? Now we're starting to see a lot of the same scenarios playing out in a lot of people's mock drafts. Not that it's necessarily a bad thing. Let's not ignore the fact that the Bucks have needs at corner and safety. But where ultimately will this draft lay out? After talking with Luke, and I brought it up to him first because I had seen a rumor about it, and he echoed it, that Matt McGlinchey for Notre Dame, offensive tackle, there are strong rumors now that he is going to be a top 10 pick. Now, does that fall at 8 with the Chicago Bears, where Notre Dame's former offensive line coach now coaches for the Bears? Seems to be a natural fit there. But could we see McGlinchey go to 6 to the Colts, 5 to the Broncos, 4 to the Browns? Joe Thomas just retiring. Let's not act like the Browns haven't done anything crazy in the NFL draft before. And what happens within the first top 3 picks? Browns should take a quarterback, but what are the Giants going to do? Are the Giants going to go quarterback? Are they going to go Barkley? Are they going to go Chubb? The draft could take 3 different directions with any of those 3 players taken. Jets up. Jets most likely taking a quarterback. I'd be shocked. I think a lot of people would be shocked if they didn't. Then, of course, again, the Browns up at 4 could go running back. Could go Chubb, defensive end. Probably not going to go guard, but could go offensive tackle. McGlinchey, if he's a top 10 pick, could he sneak all the way up to 4? Could that be the big surprise? What other surprises could happen? The Broncos at 5, they could trade down. They could take a quarterback. They could take Chubb, Nelson, Barkley. They could take McGlinchey. They could also take Minka Fitzpatrick or Denzel Ward, with them trading Aqib Talib this offseason. Broncos become another wild card with the 5th overall pick. At 6, the Colts, again, a lot of options that they can choose from. But one option nobody's talking about is Andrew Luck hasn't even fucking started throwing yet. Guy who really hasn't played in 2 years. If you're the Colts and you have one of the quarterbacks fall to you at 6, I mean, don't you owe it to yourself to at least look into and consider one of these quarterbacks? You haven't had Andrew Luck the last 2 years, and you haven't been relevant in 2 years. Now, granted, if you draft a quarterback, you're putting that quarterback into the exact same situation Andrew Luck was in. No offensive line, no run game, no defense, no chance. But where could the Colts go? They could go defense, but it doesn't necessarily have to be Chubb. It could be Derwin James, big-time leader and playmaker at safety. It could be Nelson, build that offensive line. It could be Barkley. Colts, a lot of options. The other option they have is to go ahead and trade down again. So many things can happen within the first 6 picks that I think if you're the Bucks, it's really tough to get a gauge. And for Jason Light right now, and I remember interviewing Mark Dominic while he was Bucks general manager, and he said that him and his scouting department had to go through their own mock drafts just to be prepared for anything that might happen on draft day. Yeah, I think Jason Light, much like all of us, has to go through all of these scenarios in his head to figure out how he is going to approach the pick when certain players are off the board and certain players are on the board. And some teams are calling and some teams are not. But even with having a high pick, the seventh pick is a high pick, top 10. There's still no telling who's going to be on the board and who's going to be coveted. And we don't know if the Buccaneers covet Denzel Ward. Has Jason Light fallen in love with another sub-6-foot quarterback or cornerback? They seem to be testing out and meeting with a lot of these corners that are late first, early second round picks. Alexander, cornerback from Iowa, Jackson. We haven't really seen them linked at least too much to Denzel Ward. But again, you don't have to be linked to a player to like a player to draft a player. The Bucs have needs at guard, running back, corner, and safety. To me, those are their top four needs heading into this draft. You can still draft defensive line. You can still draft other positions. But those are the top four needs on this team. And you can make an argument for each of those needs as being the top need for them. I saw them on NFL Network. Not surprising. Again, it's going to happen. But the lengths of corners and safeties to the Bucs. I think they had Charlie Casserly on and Curtis Conway and somebody else. And they all had the Bucs taking either a corner in the first round, a safety in the second round, or a safety in the first round, a corner in the second. Doubling up on defensive backs. And that's all fine and dandy. Again, those are needs. But here's my argument to you. With those needs being filled, you're still now leaving a gaping hole, a gigantic need at running back. And people are falling in love with Peyton Barber much like they fell in love with Doug Martin. Peyton Barber, good running back as a backup. He is not a feature back. Get it out of your head. Now, if that's what you want to settle on, if that's what you're okay with, just being okay, then so be it. But I see a young dynamic receiver. I see a young dynamic quarterback, and I'd love to complete the trio with a young dynamic running back. And Jason Light failed miserably last year in last year's draft, one of the deepest and most talented running back drafts maybe of all time, and he gets the one running back that failed. Failed. And when they were talking about the corners and safeties for the Buccaneers on the NFL Network, what they talked about, what they put up on the screen was the depth chart. Brent Grimes, Vernon Hargraves, Ryan Smith, blah, blah, blah. Safeties. You know, Justin Evans, but then, of course, everyone's favorite, Chris Conte. Got to replace him. They got Keith Tandy. They got Conte. They got But here's my argument to them, is they threw those two positions up on the screen. They never threw the running back depth chart up on the screen. You got Peyton Barber, Jaquizz Rodgers, and that's fucking it. If you don't get a running back in the first round, and I'm not saying reach on somebody, but if you don't get a running back in the first round, you have a huge, gigantic neon sign wrapped around your neck at One Buck Place stating, I'm taking a running back in the second round. Because if you don't, you are hurting your quarterback, you're hurting your offensive line, and you're hurting your defense. Because that's what a running back can help. It helps the quarterback by establishing a run game. It makes your offensive line look better, and it keeps your defense off the field. Yeah, it's a deep running back draft. But the Bucs now don't have a third-round pick. They cannot afford to wait until the fourth round for one of these running backs. So that makes the pick either in the first round or the second round. They must address the position. And like I've said on previous podcasts, I see some free agent corners that can at least come in and be a Band-Aid. You have two high picks. You have four needs. Do the math. You're not going to fill them all. You can get a running back. You can try and get a Barkley and a corner. You can try and get a guard and a safety, a guard and a corner, a guard and a running back, or some combination, but you're probably only going to be able to fill two of those positions. To me, I want the two best players that I can get to fill those positions. So if it's Derwin James and a running back, it's Derwin James and a running back. If it's Nelson and a running back, it's Nelson and a running back. If it's Barkley and a safety, then it's Barkley and a safety. If it's Barkley and a corner, it's Barkley and a corner. You're going to have to make do. Not every position's going to be filled. Needs are still going to happen and come up next year. But like I said, there'll be another wave of free agency after the draft. And I still see safeties available. I still see corners available. DeMarco Murray, Odarkwa, couple of running backs, not really any guards. I'm happy with any of those positions being addressed early on this year. But Jason Light has to do what's best for the organization now and for the future. And understanding that, yes, we want to win this year, but we also want to continue to build a roster that is going to win a Super Bowl. Because that's the ultimate goal. Could a corner help you win a Super Bowl this year or in future years? Absolutely. Could a Derwin James and his leadership do that? Sure. Could a running back do that? Yes. But it's up to them to get that top player early on. And then the best player that fits one of those remaining three positions in round two. Unless they plan on trading back into the late first round. You know, if I had to take the four players early on that fill those needs, and you could throw five because Minka Fitzpatrick could be safety corner. You know, if I had to rank them, and you know I have Chubb up there already, so I'm not even going to count Chubb because he's not one of those four positions, but let's face it, if Chubb's on the board, I'm taking him. Okay, there's no debate. But of those four positions, I got Nelson, I got Barkley, I got Derwin James, Minka Fitzpatrick, and Denzel Ward. And the way I rank them, it's tough. Because I love Quentin Nelson. Love him. But I've seen guards come out. Seems like every year we've got guards that can come in, plug and play guards, mean, nasty, physical guards. Guards that can be had in the top 10, first round, second round. We've seen it time and time again. It's every so often you get a running back that's 230 pounds, strong, hell of a receiver, tremendous pass blocker, and runs a 4.340. Barkley's number one. He's the best player in the draft. He's at a position that could slip a little bit. And if he's there at seven, he addresses arguably your biggest need on your roster, your most depleted position on your roster, in the biggest of ways. Yeah, Barkley's probably number one for me. Nelson's right there, neck and neck with him. And again, any of those top three players, I'm head over heels for. If Nelson and Barkley are both on the board and they took Nelson, I'm pumped. If Chubb, Nelson, and Barkley somehow are all there and they take any of them, any of those three, ecstatic. But for this argument, I'll take Barkley, I'll take Nelson, I'll take Derwin James third. Fourth, I'll probably take... Yeah, I'd probably take Minka Fitzpatrick, and I was leaning towards Denzel Ward, but the pick of Vernon Hargraves a couple years ago just stings too much. And he could have very well been a top 10 pick. But I just remember talking so much with Luke about that, about how taking a sub-6-foot corner that early in the draft, a guy who might project better to slot corner than outside corner, just not the type of player you want to get that early. And so for that reason and that reason alone, I'm not a huge fan of Minkah Fitzpatrick because I don't like the idea of, hey, let's try him at corner. If he doesn't work out at corner, he could still be a hell of a safety. That's risky. But I've already played the risk game by taking a 5'10 corner a couple of years ago who hasn't lived up to expectations. In the grand scheme of things, in my perfect world, won't come down to that. Because I guarantee if Nelson and Barkley are gone, Derwin James is there. And if I can't trade down, and I would try and trade down. As much as I love Derwin James, he could go anywhere from 7 to the mid-teens. There are a lot of players I could still get. There's a Geis, there's a Vay, there's a, like I said, Minkah Fitzpatrick, Denzel Ward. There's a ton of players. If I want a Will Hernandez, if I miss out on Nelson, but I want Will Hernandez, I want a guard, I can still get him as well. I'm trying to trade down. Barkley, Nelson, trade down, and if I can't trade down, Derwin James has got to be the pick. Make the pick. Make him one of your vocal leaders on defense, a hard hitter, a guy who will set the tone, but hopefully do it in a legal way. And I think a player who's going to mesh very well with Kwon Alexander as the future leadership on the defensive side of the ball for this team. Yeah, he's probably my 5th or 6th option when it comes to my top 3 players, trade down with multiple teams and whatnot. But I think worst case scenario for the Bucks, Derwin James is the pick at 7. It's worst case scenario. And that's not a bad case. That's not a bad scenario at all. That's why I'm saying the Bucks are in a good position right now. Derwin James at 7. Impact defensive player that can be a leader, I'm okay with that. Best case scenario, one of those top 3 players is on the board, or you get the mother load of picks, and the picks on my end are from the Buffalo Bills, so you can stay within the top 12 picks, then get multiple picks after that, and anyone beyond the Bills would include a first round pick next year as well. So if we're talking Cardinals, Chargers, Ravens, Patriots, any of these other teams that might be rumored as looking at quarterbacks, it's got to include a first-round pick next year. It's time Jason Light do what other teams do and start stacking draft picks if you can't get one of these top players to fall into your lap at 7. Hey, the Bucks got one. Many argued a top 5 player to fall to them in the late teens last year. It's not far-fetched to think that one of these top 3 players, Chubb, Barkley, Nelson, falls to them at 7 this year. Crazier things have happened. This is Bucks Uncensored. Sorry we couldn't get Luke on this week. We'll have him on next week. We got the draft party coming up in 2 weeks, and your Bucks takes coming up next right here on Bucks Uncensored.
Bucks Uncensored.
You've heard me for years say, don't forget to try that devil crab. Well, a lot of you live outside of the Tampa Bay area. Vercato's Sandwich Shop, they've got the best devil crab and best Cuban sandwich in town. But if you don't live in Tampa, how are you going to get it? Well, I've got news for you. Vercato's ships their devil crab, their Cuban sandwiches, and all of their other food nationwide. Get more information on how you can get that devil crab delivered right to your door at vercatosandwich.com.
Bucks Uncensored.
Josie's on a vacation far away. Come around and talk it over. So many things that I want to say. You know I like my girls a little bit older. I just want to use your love tonight. I don't want to lose your love tonight.
This is Bucks Uncensored, and this is the part of the podcast that kind of sets things apart. It's where we get to hear from you, the passionate Bucks fans that make this podcast what it is, that has made this movement what it has become. And that is special. That is heartfelt and genuine. It's why we're all going to come together in just 2 weeks and put on the biggest draft party Tampa Bay has ever seen, where 1,000 people show up at a sports bar with one common goal, and that is to blow the roof off that motherfucker. That's it. That's the goal. There's no specific player. There's no specific agenda. We're going to celebrate the newest Buccaneer, and we're going to do it together. I don't give a fuck who it is. You feel me? It's going to be insane. You go back to a year ago, and I started doing some research. I had an event on Facebook. I think we ended with like 21 saying they were going. But it was like 10 to 15 for a while. We had 350 people jammed into a place that held 200 to 250. I mean, it was insanity. People showing up and leaving because there was no room. We had to close it off. People that had never met each other before. Embracing each other. No, there wasn't a game. The Bucks didn't even pick until 2.5 hours into it. These moments happened before the Buccaneers made their pick. Bonds, friendships created that will last a lifetime. You know, people will say the stick carriers are so mean, or they're so aggressive and so this and that. There's only one sound clip you need to hear that exemplifies and magnifies how this group of individuals, us together, it doesn't matter your race, your ethnicity, your nationality, your financial standing, your sexual background, nothing matters. Because when we come together as one movement, the only thing that matters is each other. And I think that was, again, magnified last year at the draft party. That's what has attracted me to it so much. Because there was a moment where you thought tensions could get high. And that was when the Buccaneers went on the clock with two names. Two names that was on the top of the mind of every single person inside sports. You can make the argument that the room was split 50-50. Almost exactly. 50% of the people wanting O.J. Howard, 50% of the people wanting Dalvin Cook. And I'll tell you what, in my eyes, they couldn't go wrong. You know how I've said they've needed a running back, but I think O.J. Howard is going to be one of the special tight ends in this league. I think the natural talent is there as long as he keeps a strong head on his shoulder. And a determination to be great, He'll be great because the physical attributes are there. As soon as the Buccaneers made their pick, and by now I think you've seen the video, because the video of our party was so much more electric and genuine than the video of Raymond James Stadium. When they made that pick and they announced O.J. Howard's name, you didn't see the Dalvin Cook people, the people that were chanting Dalvin Cook's name. You didn't see them sulking or bitching or moaning or a frown on their face. You kidding me? They joined right the fuck in, because you know what? From that moment forward, O.J. Howard was a Tampa Bay Buccaneer. I mean, as you all know by now, everyone in attendance had a really good time. Especially Christian from Headlines.
I can't feel my face, and the answer is unequivocally yes.
We're not only going to duplicate what we did last year, but we are going to annihilate what we did last year. This is going to be the party people talk about for years. And if you thought last year was, this year's party will. And you know what? People will talk about it for the next 12 months until next year's. That's right. But this year, we're all focused. 2018 Miller Lite Bucks Uncensored Draft Party, Buffalo Wild Wings, South Tampa, $20 all-you-can-eat buffet that Thursday night, April 26th. It's going to be insane. 2,500 square foot tent outside, DJ playing music outside. We'll have the TVs on full blast inside for you to hear the analysis. If you want to sit down, you'll be inside. You want to stand up. Not only do we have the tent, but we're going to have standing bar tables outside. So plenty of room for everybody. We'll have the LED big screen HD TV outside as well. We're going to be giving away some cups as well, like we did last year. You're not going to have to pay for them. Everyone's going to get a cup that's in attendance. So whether it's the Bucks Uncensored Draft Party Cup, we'll also have some Buffalo Wild Wings cups, but just going to have a great time. It's going to be wild. Thanks to B4. They're going to be out there Thursday night, handing out free samples of B4. And let's give it up to Headlines Barbershop and B4 for stepping up and making the pre-party and after party at the Courtyard Marriott possible. Christian stepping up saying he's going to supply beer to a hospitality room at the Courtyard Marriott, and B4 going to donate and supply that room with plenty of B4. So people, if you're flying in from out of town or you're staying at our official hotel and took advantage of that low rate, then my goodness, you are going to be in for a treat Thursday night, Friday night. And don't forget about lunch at Bricado's on Friday, April 27th. So we got the party Thursday night, right? Starts at 6. All you can eat buffet, music starts, draft doesn't even start till 8, so 2 hours of party. Now, if you want to show up beforehand, remember, tables are first come, first serve. So if you want to show up at noon on Thursday to reserve your table and stay there all day, by all means do so. But do it out of respect, right? You need to order stuff throughout the day if you're going to do that. I would recommend if you want a table and you get there around 4 o'clock, you should be okay. You should be okay. If you don't get a table, don't fret. Like I said, we're going to have tons and tons of bar tables that people can stand at throughout the night. I did not sit down once last year, and I think that is echoed by a majority of the people that went to last year's party. We were too amped up to sit down. That's how this year's party is going to be, both nights. So Thursday night, party starts at 6, goes till about probably between 11 and midnight is where it ended last year. People are going to go back to a hotel. They're going to Uber home. Wake up the next morning, feel great because they had the B4 the night before. Then we're all going to meet for lunch at Bricado's, probably around 11, 11:30. Mike is expecting us. I told him we could have hundreds of stick carriers showing up. Everyone's got to try that devil crab. We'll show up at Bricado's. We'll talk about the night before. We'll talk about what's to come that night. I'm not even talking about the draft. I'm talking about the stories, the drunken stories from the night before. Then we kind of go back, maybe even take a nap. Wouldn't hurt. I don't know about you, but I'm 36 years old. I love a good nap. Take a nap, get refreshed, take a shower, and get up back up to Buffalo Wild Wings. Again, 6 o'clock start. We'll start the party officially at 6. No outside for day two now. We're all going to jam inside on Friday night. But we'll get that place rocking on Friday night. So I can't wait. I can't wait to see all of you. I can't wait to party with all of you. I can't wait to hear the reaction that Monday. It's one of my favorite podcasts to do of the year. The reaction podcast to the draft party and the reaction podcast to the takeover, which will be coming soon. We talk so much about all you guys that are going to be there in attendance at the 2018 Miller Lite Bucks Uncensored Draft Party. What about the ladies? Well, you all know Outlaw. Here's his wife, Lady Outlaw.
What's up, Justin? Lady Outlaw. Doing my roll call because I'm coming to the draft party. Where are all my ladies at? Come on, lady stick carriers. Speak softly and carry a big motherfucking stick.
Well, Lady Outlaw, I'm pretty sure I can nail down at least... Well, nail probably was the...
Oh, my God!
All right. Holly, you're a stick carrier.
You're ridiculous.
Oh.
Nail?
It's an uncensored podcast.
That's inappropriate.
It's really not.
Okay, listen, I'm going to be there, so we're going to have a shot together. All the ladies that are there are going to do a shot.
Oh, wow.
I just came up with that right now.
Who's paying for all those shots?
I mean, obviously, it's BYOS.
Okay.
Buy your own shot.
Okay.
So bring extra money for that. I ain't paying for your shots because I'm not rich.
No.
Sorry.
But that's good. Okay, so you're going to be there.
Yes.
Are you excited?
I'm carrying my big motherfucking stick.
Oh,
I thought you said it was uncensored.
I thought, is, can any other children hear
what you just said? No, she's watching TV.
Oh, okay, good. All right, well, we'll see you there then.
I will be there and we're all going to take a shot.
Oh, do I get to take a shot with the ladies?
No.
Oh, man.
No, you're going to have like homeboy from Panama buying you shots.
I'm really anticipating a lot of people buying me shots that night.
Not that he would ask because, you know, that's rude.
I would never.
And don't do that many shots because I can't have you like passed out on the way home.
We're going to Uber.
Well, obviously, but I mean, later.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Okay.
All right, great. Be done with this in a moment. Okay, bye. Everyone's going to the big draft party, including our friend Rodzilla.
Ladies and gentlemen, mothers and motherfuckers, it's your boy. And I'm back with another Bucks take. Man, I'm so excited about coming down there and partying with everybody. Man, I just can't believe it's happening, man. I want to give a shout out to the Joes. Joe Bucks fan. I also want to give a shout out to the OKC boys. They can't send one this week, but they still lit as fuck. I'm going to give a shout out to all my other buddies, but I only got so long to do this here Bucks take, so we're going to go from there. I will be in attendance, but I almost didn't make it. But it's meant for me to be there. I finally had got all my ducks in a row, everything situated. So I went to the fan page, and I was looking for the code to get, so I can get the discounted rate. And when I called, when I looked on the screen, it said sold out. And my inner Lou came out. I can't believe this shit. I spent all that time getting my shit together so I can make this trip. And I missed out on the fucking rooms, motherfucker. I want to stay where everybody else is staying. I want to do what everybody else is doing. Everybody wants the killer in the place, and then the killer wants everybody else in the place. So a couple hours went by, and I went back to look. And guess what? Somebody must have heard me. Because 10 more rooms were available. Well, make it 9 because one belonged to me. If it wasn't for that, thank you, Justin, and thanks for whoever was involved in getting those 10 more rooms. It would end up being 9 more rooms because I took the first one. I'd be glad to go down there and party with all you guys. I'm looking forward to it. And the killer is going to be lit, baby. Ira Kaufman, the Joes, we all going to party. I can't wait. It's what, 15 days left? Oh, shit. Let's get it cracking. Speak softly, baby. Carry a big motherfucking stick.
Yeah. If you thought the anticipation leading up to last year's draft party was insane, and it was, thinking like this is the first time I'm going to meet Javier from Panama City, Panama, who's flying in, and I met him the night before to smoke a cigar with him, which, by the way, I'm fairly certain we're doing again. I believe Rodzilla's going to be joining us, Javier. And anyone that you know might be getting into town a night early, wants to hang out, we're going to nail down a good place for us to go. But whether it was Javier or Lou, the Outlaws, Sarasota J. Garv, I mean, it was just insane. The Motley Crue, Motley Crue head, Paul came in. It was just, I mean, everywhere you turned, you met somebody that you had heard on the podcast. That's how this year's going to be, but magnified much more than last year was even. Because now I know those guys. They're my friends. I know what to expect when I see the 119 boys. I know what to expect when I see Mark the Mailman, Lisa from Lakeland. But there are a lot of new faces that are going to be in attendance as well. And the excitement going into this is knowing that these people I've never met before in my life might end up being some of my best friends moving forward. That's insane. Insane. He was there last year. I believe he's going to be there again this year. Now knowing we got a buffet, how do you keep this guy away? Say hello to Lee from the T.
Bucks fans, Justin, what's up? It's Lee from the T. Oh my God, Justin, all-you-can-eat buffet? All-you-can-eat buffet? You got to be fucking kidding me, man. Boy, Buffalo Wild Wings is going the fuck down. Bucks Uncensored Draft Party is going the fuck off. Powered by Miller High Life, the god of beer. Miller High Life. Man, I know it's going to be a shit ton of Cigar City Brewery shit all over the place. It's going to be so much highlight cans all over the damn place. Y'all better make sure y'all drink a lot of before this, boy. I hope that tent big enough out there is going the fuck down. Let me talk some football real quick. If you take this roster and you put any other team logo on it, any other team, take this roster, put any other logo on it, Deshaun Jackson not on the team. It just because it wouldn't make sense to any other franchise to have Chris Godwin, Cameron Brate, Mike Evans, O.J. Howard, Adam Humphries, and you still got to have a run game. So basically, I mean, Deshaun Jackson, he's never going to get the ball. He's never going to get the ball. Chris Godwin is a better route runner, contests better balls, just as fast. Better hands. So you can't stunt that guy's growth. He's going to command balls. So basically, I mean, Deshaun Jackson is going to be the most overpaid decoy in the NFL. That's my buzz take, guys. See you at the draft party.
Got to give it up to Lee from the T, man. He's got his opinions. He's not going to hold back. Not a fan of Gerald McCoy, not a fan of Deshaun Jackson. I don't know if Lee's going to skip day two of the draft party to go and see the new Avengers movie with Gerald McCoy, because that's when he's going, during the draft on day two. I know where I'll be for the draft on day two. I'll be partying with you motherfuckers at Buffalo Wild Wings. Listen, I want to see Avengers as much as anyone, but nah, don't think so. I got to set my priorities straight. The draft only happens once a year, and it only happens a couple of nights. The Avengers I can go see anytime over the next few weeks. That's the first weekend it's out, too. Come on. Come on. Lee from the T will be there. Another guy who's going to be there. Our friend BJ. Hey, BJ.
Justin Stickarius. What's up, man? It's your boy BJ from Tampa. Checking in. It's been a while since I sent in the Bucks take. But your boy's still been here doing his thing. I'm on 275 right now, driving in traffic. 4:45 in the afternoon. But anyway, man, I'm excited about the draft party. This is my first draft party. Some of you may know, I've got on board, found out about the stick carriers doing the training camp takeover. I was a part of that. So I first found out about everybody, met you guys at the Courtyard Marriott, and from there it's been history. Justin, I think it's an awesome thing that you're doing. Can't wait to meet everybody again. Lou, Sammer, Harold, Lou's wife, who is still the MVP for keeping us hydrated during the takeover. So, Teresa, you're awesome. I just can't wait to see everybody again, man. I'm excited about what's going to happen in a couple of weeks. And I just want to check in, man. It's been a while. So, as always, real quick, Bucks take, your boy's still here. As always, speak softly and carry a big mother stick.
Carry that big stick. You got that right, BJ, and we'll see you in just 2 weeks. Buffalo Wild Wings in South Tampa, the 2018 Miller Lite Bucks Uncensored Draft Party. You know, everyone's all excited. The hype is there, but we got to get down to the nitty gritty. We got to get to some X's and O's. Let's bring in Tobias. What up, Tobias?
What's good, Commish? This is Tobias out of Phoenix. You know, I just want to talk about Jameis Winston and how, like, these pundits saying that today, this year is a big year for him. Year four is a big year. He must step up, blah, blah, blah. Without looking at the fact that this may be the first year he actually has real help. And these pundits are crowning Jared Goff, Carson Wentz, Dak Prescott, Deshaun Watson. Let's take Deshaun Watson out of it because he was hurt most of last season. Look at the help Philly had last year for Wentz. They were top five in both rush offense and total defense. The Rams, top 10 in D. Rushing offense, 19th in total D. The Cowboys, top five in rushing despite Zeke Elliott missing six games, and top 10 in defense. Those teams had help for their young quarterback. Now look at Jameis, 27 ranked rushing offense, dead last in D. Name me the young quarterback today that these people are crowning that would have succeeded. It's tough. And this is the same division where both the Falcons and the Panthers have top 10 rush offenses, top 10 defenses. Drew Brees is going 7-9, 6-10 for like 5 years straight until he had an approved running game and approved defense this season. These guys need help. This is why running back is so crucial in this draft, because it helps in goal line, helps get the, you know, keep defense off the field. The good defense actually helps get the ball back to that quarterback and not blow games where Jameis Winston had a lead in the fourth quarter in at least four or five of those games. And I leave you guys with this. The great Tom Brady, one of the greatest quarterbacks in NFL history, had a number 10 rush offense in the NFL last season. Hey, Commish, thanks for taking my Bucks take, and I'm actually going to order me some Devil Crabs and Precados when I get paid Friday. Peace.
I love it, Tobias. Don't forget to try that Devil Crab. Listen, about Jameis, and I guess that's the story out there, because Harold texted me and said, you know, listen, I got it. There's got to be a storyline with every team. But Jameis Winston, I think when you look over his early career, which is still very young career, you want to get your young quarterback, you want to build around him. They got him the weapons last year, and then we're like, oh, shit. We forgot we probably needed a little bit of a better offensive line. Kevin Pamphill faded. You know, I think they were expecting more out of him. Jarrett Sweezy's done nothing. Evan Smith is nothing more than a backup. They were like, man, these two guards. If you don't have the two guards together, it doesn't matter how good of a center Ali Marpet could have been. If you don't have two guards, you got two holes that are going to prevent you from being able to run the football, and they're going to prevent your quarterback from being comfortable in the pocket. So by bringing in Jensen, Jensen doesn't fill two holes. And see, I think people forget this. Oh, well, Marpet was terrible. He wasn't bad at center. But when you've got shit to your left and shit to the right, and here I am stuck in the middle with you, well, I mean, what do you expect? Jensen fills one hole. They still have a hole at guard. I'm not a fan of Sweezy. Okay? They need to run the football. We know they have needs at corner and safety as well. Continue to build your team. Look at the big picture. And like I've said before, and maybe they take corners and safeties early. And if they do, I hope they have a master plan for running back and guard. Because I still see corners and safeties available in free agency. I don't see much when it comes to running backs and guards. Jameis Winston is at his best when he's got a run game. Any quarterback is, to be honest. Goff was great last year. Look at what Todd Gurley did. The Cardinals offense was shit last year. Where did David Johnson go? But when Jameis Winston has a run game, that play action pass, which is what Jameis is one of the best at such a young age. He's really good at that play action. What the fuck good is a play action pass when your threats are Peyton Barber and Jaquizz Rodgers? Those are their running backs. I mean, listen, I get it. I watch the NFL Network. I watch Path to the Draft, and they're talking about corners and safeties and safeties and corners, and that's who they have to get in the first two rounds. They got it. I understand. You look at the roster, and yeah, it stands out to you. Look at the depth chart at running back. The Bucs are practically screaming at everyone that they're going to draft a running back within the first two rounds. And I think if they don't do it in the first round, they're going to trade up and go and get their guy in the either early second or late first. I don't think they can afford to wait and possibly miss on their guy. Because they don't have a third round pick. And if they wait till the late third, hoping to trade up from the second pick in the fourth, that's risky business. That is risky business. They did that last year. They waited and waited and waited and drafted the only fucking running back in last year's draft to fucking suck. Having a dominant run game helps Jameis Winston, helps your weapons, helps you put more points on the board, and helps keep your defense off the field. Some people talk about Jensen filling two holes. Oh, well, the Jensen signing filled two holes. Fixing your run game fixes 11 on defense. Because you run the ball, you keep your defense off the field. I'm a firm believer in that. I'm a firm believer in owning the line of scrimmage, winning the line of scrimmage. That's why I'm a fan of what Jason Light has done this offseason to the offensive line and defensive line. But there's still work to be done. I told you at the start of free agency, I couldn't wait to see the plan play out. We were impatient, and rightfully so. Rightfully so. You know, Jason Light, Dirk Cutter, nobody inside that organization, maybe other than the owners themselves, have had to endure what we've had to endure for the last 10 plus years. None of them. It's brutal. It's been brutal. Fucking kick in the gut every fucking year. Yeah, you're damn right we're going to be impatient. But once Jason Light started making moves, the plan started to take shape. And if he carries that plan and that mentality into this draft, we're all going to be very, very pleased. Not just now, but these are the types of moves that help you win in the fall. Okay, they're not the flashy moves that help you win the offseason. They're the moves that help you win when it matters. And those are moves this organization hasn't made in 10 years. Let's win the line of scrimmage. Win the line of scrimmage. Win the game. But first, we party our fucking asses off. 2 weeks from Thursday, the 2018 Miller Lite Bucks Uncensored Draft Party. Buffalo Wild Wings, South Tampa, two-night event, April 26th and 27th. Both nights, party officially starts at 6. You can get there beforehand. It's a restaurant, so you can show up early. The first night, all-you-can-eat buffet, $20, 2,500 square foot tent outside, LED big screen HD TV outside, DJ spinning music, then podding that music down, podding the commissioner up, makes the pick, and then right into music. Okay, that's a party. You want to hear the analysis? We'll have the analysis on inside, blaring for you. It's going to be the party of parties. You really got two choices. You can go to the stadium and be bored out of your skull. Anyone that's gone to the stadium before for a putt, listen, we get it. We love the Bucks. They don't throw a great party. You know who's got a great party? We do. We do. We believe it, and we will show it to you if you join us. This podcast, it's two times a week, Mondays and Wednesdays. We love JoeBucksFan.com. They post it first thing in the morning of those days. You can subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, Podcast Addict, Podbean. If you do subscribe, make sure you rate and review and spread the word that Bucks Uncensored, the home of the stick carriers, where the stick carriers originated, and where we will continue to grow together. And wait until you hear how... Oh, by the way, major fucking announcement I'm going to make at the draft party Thursday night. And once the announcement is made, like, it'll make its way to social media. But if you're in attendance, you're going to get to take advantage firsthand of the announcement that I'm going to make. What's that announcement? You're just going to have to wait and see. 2 weeks from Thursday. Special shout out to our sponsors. We love Buffalo Wild Wings, where they got happy hour and late night happy hour. They've got Wing Tuesday, and they're the home of the 2018 Miller Lite Bucks Uncensored Draft Party. Buffalo Wild Wings, wings, beer, sports, and an all-you-can-eat buffet on April 26th. Mastro Subaru will be in attendance. Those guys are stick carriers. They're like, we got to be involved in this huge-ass party you're throwing. So I said, I got a great idea, and they loved it too. Mastro Subaru will be giving out prizes all night long, April 26th, to the most passionate and rabid Bucks fans in attendance. We're just going to rant. We're going to be an observant. We're going to observe people throughout the night. Every now and then, I'm going to jump on a mic and say, Mastro Subaru wants to identify that group of guys over there, and those guys are going to get a prize. And the prize, it is invaluable. You are going to you're going to be stunned at what we're giving away all night long from Mastro Subaru. Thanks, Mastro Subaru. And Bricado Sandwich Shop, our lunch destination on Friday. Be there around 11:30. Bricado's Sandwich Shop was just there. Took Holly and her daughter. Had herself a Cuban sandwich. Had a devil crab. And you can have it shipped anywhere in the United States of America. So if you're flying in from out of town, you get your first taste of Bricado's. You go home. If you want that Bricado's again, you simply go online to BricadosSandwich.com. You can have it shipped directly to your house. This is it. It's the final stretch before the biggest party of 2018. Are you ready? I'm ready. I feel it coming. And I'm looking forward to watching it all take place right before our eyes. I have to be there. That's what you should be saying. This, I have to be there. I cannot miss this massive event. You don't have to. Call up the Uber. Join us. It will be worth it. I promise. This is a group of individuals that have come together and were ignited by a phrase. It lit a fire inside of me. And in turn, it lit a fire inside of you. And this phrase that Dirk Cutter said at the end of the 2016 season was something that brought us all together. It's amazing. And it's going to bring us together for this draft party, a party that you'll either be partying with us or you'll be talking about us. It's going to be one of the two. So which is it going to be? Because we're done with the first part of this saying. You'll see at the party. We're going to be carrying it, though. You bet your ass we're going to be carrying it.
Speak softly, but carry a big motherfucking stick.
2 weeks. That's the countdown. The countdown is on. 2 weeks from Thursday. Nailed it.
Show! Yeah.